a damn about no damn Drake night.
And morning. It's Thursday, November 24th. Thanksgiving in the United States. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path here on CITR 101.9, Vancouver's community radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory. For the next hour, I will be taking you down my path. You can call in here anytime at 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. I was really thinking about how best to wake up. Well, how best to go to sleep the other night. And I was like, oh, man, I haven't listened to Toni Braxton in a long time. So decided to throw that on for you. I actually tried to get you some Mystical so you guys can get your asses up in the morning while you're making your coffee or making your breakfast or getting in the shower. Got some friends who told me, you know, Issa, I really like when you play upbeat music in the morning, just at the time I get in the shower, but I don't want to hear your voice. So shout out to my friends who don't want to hear my voice while they're in the shower. I'm in there with you right now. I'm everywhere. So on this Turkey Day, unlike the Canadian version of Thanksgiving, or as people in Canada like to call it, Thanksgiving, that happens in early October, I have a little bit of understanding about how this one came to be and came to be so famous. I just think today it's just very ironic times. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll talk about that a little bit later. These are actually the first words that I've said this morning, so excuse me if my voice sounds a little raspy. I had a nice night out with some friends. You know, we like to go through the forecast a little bit. So the forecast for this weekend is a typical Vancouver forecast. Thunderstorms, showers, rain, partially cloudy. A high of 9, actually, today is the warmest it will be all weekend. It's Vancouver, so saying that it's going to be raining and perpetually partially cloudy isn't anything new, especially for a November weekend. It's nice to see that we have 100% chance of rain this weekend. It's still a weird week for me. The third week now of our president-elect Donald Trump. And it just gets weirder and weirder every week. Something else happens that just makes me lose faith in humanity. However, but I'm here and we show up every day, every Thursday, because that's what you have to do, because you can't give up. So if you're not familiar with the show, some of the things I like to talk about here, because it's my show, we like to go through the local news, some politics, maybe some pop culture, some sports. I have some interesting guests lined up from some comedians, artists, industry leaders, and some really smart people who just will... Some really smart people sometimes. Sometimes I just have my friends come on here with me. It gets really lonely in here. This morning, I actually might have one of my friends live. He's a longtime listener. And he just wanted to hear himself on the radio. So hear what it sounded like. But in the second half of the show, I will be having a performer, off-Broadway performer. I like to... He's known as Neville, but I like to call him Ian. He's my brother. And it would be really nice to have him on the show. Looking forward to it. We'll be talking a little bit about the Hamilton performers who, after the show, had some words for Vice President-elect Mike Pence. And so we'll be talking a little bit about that. And We'll just be taking you down my path for the next hour. So stay tuned as we come back from commercials. Get a little bit of history. Get a little history lesson.
Ever wanted to see what's below the surface? The UBC Aqua Society answers all your scuba diving needs. Learn to dive from leaders in Pacific Northwest diver training. Are you already a diver?
We offer everything from gear to monthly dive trips to increasing your PADI training.
Check us out on Facebook, online at diveubc.com, or check us out in the Nest, room number 3125.
Hold up some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports!
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9.
What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? Find out this Saturday as the undefeated UBC women's basketball team takes on arch rivals, the Victoria Vikes. This Saturday at 6, only on 101.9 CITR FM and online at CITR.ca.
Make sure that when we look things up, we wouldn't fare too well, and we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean, such as they are, to see if we could find out a little bit of something, and this is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa. They claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody, because hell, there wasn't nobody there. And white folks brought all the civilization, because there wasn't none around. How could the folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And just to prove all of their suspicions, well, didn't take too long. They found out that there were whole tribes of people in plain sight running around with no clothes on. That's right. The men, the women, the young, and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering the environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. And another piece of information they had, or at least this is what we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal units actually fought. And yes, there were some crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art, and yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, and courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there was love and medicine, religion, intertribal communication by drum, but no paper, no pencils, and no other utensils, and hell, these folks never even heard of a gun. And this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land, because the Dark Continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had themselves a plan. They would discover all the places with promise. You didn't need no titles and deeds. Then they would appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the trickery and greed. And back in the jungle, when the natives got restless, they would call it guerrilla attack. And they would never describe that the folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back. And still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bitch. Places once referred to as underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And the game goes on eternally, unity kept just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa. They've now been moved to the Middle East. There are examples galore, I assure you. But if interpreting were left up to me, I'd be sure every time folks knew this version wasn't mine, which is why it is called his story.
We'd like to do an idea for you that was related to
You're now back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And if you didn't know, that was Gil Scott-Heron. He might be one of my favorite artists, poets, what you'd like to call it. And that was a poem called History. So, one of the things I do miss about Turkey Day is my family because my mom makes the best sweet potato pie. I actually really don't know anybody who can cook that like my mom. Shout out to Miss Inez. You know, shout out to my aunt who's hosting Thanksgiving. Shout out to Miss Ronnie who makes the most bomb macaroni and cheese. All I can think about is food today. But so we had a discussion, I think it was maybe my first or second show. We were just trying to figure out exactly how Canadian Thanksgiving started or what it was about or just how the tradition came to be because maybe in the second grade, I went to a school, which I guess they tried to do their best in explaining about the history of Thanksgiving. So in the United States history, Thanksgiving really started with started on Plymouth Rock with the Pilgrims. So after Squanto, a native of the Wampanoag tribe, he basically taught the Pilgrims how to fish and farm using the fish and basically kept them alive throughout the winter. Through everything he taught them, he kept them alive. After they came to America without visas or basically undocumented immigrants, the natives here kept them alive. And I just like to think that that is a good point to note because without the native population here, the settlers would have died or the colonizers would have died. And so I just think it's interesting that at this time where we have the president elect Donald Trump and we have the natives trying to fight the pipeline from going through their land and we have a populace who wants to build a wall and a populace who wants to get rid of quote unquote illegal immigrants and we have a populace who wants to monitor Muslim citizens of America. I just think that it's important to know that all of these people are celebrating Thanksgiving and really giving thanks to the people who took in these undocumented immigrants and kept them alive during the earliest winters of American settler state in the early 17th century. It's really easy to continue to talk about American politics and continue to talk about just what's going on in the world. I'm not going to lie to you. It just creates, maybe not the most compelling content, but I think it's some of the most important that we just continue to let the message understand that, like, on the radio, I try to be as bipartisan as possible, but, you know, and non-biased and, you know, just not on either side. Just try to present facts. But it's clear that something ain't right. And we must continue to talk about it because as we even here in Canada, where we like to believe that, you know, well, I like to believe, maybe it's just a false sense of hope or security, that just Canadians are just a little bit better than Americans, especially when it comes to issues such as self-awareness and just being able to see what is going on. But we understand that, you know, it's just not the case. Like, over the weekend, a costume party at Queen's University is in Ontario, they had a party where the theme was racism. I just don't understand how people continue to think that this is a good idea. like whether you think it's a good idea or not, reading a few things, you know, casually around Halloween or, you know, just maybe a random weekend in March, you have to understand that it's definitely a bad idea. With the, I guess, the saturation of social media, we've seen people get suspended because they dress up in blackface. We've seen people get fired because they dress up in blackface or they say something ridiculously stupid on social media. We've seen politicians have to resign. We've seen all of these things. We've seen all of these things, and yet people continue to want to have racist-themed parties where you dress up as, where students dress up as Middle Eastern sheiks or Viet Cong guerrillas, Buddhist monks, dreadlock Rastafari, and other cultural groups. It's just what Canada, like, do better. Like, this is the first time I've ever seen this here. Maybe because I don't have my ear to the streets of on-campus news, but I've never heard about this at UBC. But you've had the opportunity to see all of the things that are going on in the United States, that, you know, to witness all of these things, and this is what you choose to do. It's kind of disheartening, but I'm just glad this is not happening at UBC yet. So let's keep this out of UBC. And while we like to think of our politics as separate, we know that everything is really intertwined. There's no winners and losers. We all are one people. I like to think that on Thanksgiving we can get together and just rally around the idea or the hope that we can survive here as one people. When we come back, we'll be talking a little bit about some of the things that our master's students here at UBC are struggling with.
A lot of people protested all the time about this place.
This week on Cited.
People would drive by and throw bottles, scream at people.
The story of the worst motel in upstate New York and the sociologist who decided to live there so he could study America's most hated criminals.
Sex offenders, parolees, indigent, that's what it was for.
Exiled, Sex Offenders at the Boardwalk Motel, airing this Friday, 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking...
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
How far we go always seems to get show ya.
I'm gonna show you again.
Now we're in the zone, yo. I should know ya.
Well, I'll get to know you again.
And you want me to show ya?
Oh. I'm gonna show you again.
When we're in the zone, you.
Good morning, you're back here with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. You're here on 101.9 Vancouver's community radio station. I've been joined here today by some of my colleagues, Vaughn and Gaute.
Yo, what up? How's it going?
So Vaughn actually, he came and he's a little disheartened by some of the things that happened this week. Nothing to do with politics. Everything to do with Kanye West, right?
How hard it is to be a Kanye West fan right now.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, I love Kanye. And
Let's take it back to to March.
Okay, yeah.
We were up in Boracay at the sickest view ever. And what was complimented by that view? That San Pablo CD, right? Sickest compliment ever. Love the album. It makes you forget of all the negativity that surrounds that rapper. And then stuff like this happens, and it's like, how hard it is to be a Kanye West fan.
You know, I'm very curious. Did you actually listen to what he said?
Yes.
You know, because before I heard it, before I heard anybody say anything, I read the transcript.
Yeah.
And, I think, just like I have conversations with down and outs on the street sometimes, and like, it's like 70%, oh, I really understand him, 30%, oh, this guy, you know, is losing it a little bit. But, I mean, he said some things in there that I feel like resonated with me. This is an uncensored show, so I said what I want. This is my show. He said, fuck being cool, fuck trying to be cool, fuck winning. And in a sense, those things, just the idea that, you know, we're always trying to win and we're always really trying to look cool and we're always trying to worry about, you know, exactly saying the right thing. At the same time, he talked about Barack Obama and he was like, you can't always, like being perfect don't change shit, you know, like that. Like, he was like, Barack Obama had to be perfect. And he's right. Like, you don't actually change anything from being perfect. Like, I learned from Charles Darwin No, this is legit. You know, I like to read that the reason why we have so many variations is because we have so many permutations of things from the norm that give us some special things. You know, so when you see you can't get, like, we wouldn't all be here if nature was always trying to be perfect. It's always imperfect, which makes it perfect. Perfect.
Oh, damn.
It's deep, right?
That is deep.
Yes. So I was thinking about Kanye, and he was talking about Khaled and Jay-Z don't send shooters to him, and I thought that was kind of over the top, because why would they want to kill Kanye West? I mean, unless he's about to, you know,
kill them, maybe,
reveal some Illuminati dark secrets, you know, mind controls type stuff. But being a Kanye West fan comes with the idea that, like, you have
that's
to
that's part of the experience.
You have to defend him all the time, and
it's part of the experience. Yeah, like, you don't go to a show and not expect a Kanye rant.
Oh yeah, I mean, him leaving the stage after 30 minutes is just a risk you take.
Yeah,
going to a show just a risk you take. But I did see in the news that Kanye West has been involuntarily put into the hospital, or involuntarily recommended to stay in the hospital for depression, dehydration, and some
overexhaustion.
Yeah, overexhaustion, and that just the thing to me is just like, I've never been in a hospital for dehydration or exhaustion. Maybe I'm not working hard enough.
You're the hardest worker I know.
You know, I appreciate that, Vaughn, but I don't think that that's true.
No, man. You're always doing something. Whether in class, at the club at night, at the radio show in the morning, coaching football.
Man.
Like,
hey, man, I appreciate
it. Nonstop.
You know what? I appreciate it. I didn't have Vaughn come in here to come praise me. But if you'd like to praise me more, you can call in at 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487. You can call in and tell me all the good things you've always wanted to tell me. It's Thanksgiving, so I'll probably tell you some good things back. Hey, Vaughn and Gauta, you guys, Gauta's the captain. He hasn't said anything yet, but we call him the captain because he writes the ship, like Victor DeBonis. What did you guys think of that yesterday? Yesterday we had this mandatory leadership. What do you call it? A talk?
Leadership discussion with three CEOs.
Yeah, actually, yeah, and it's three pretty high profile CEOs from the Vancouver area. So we had David from MEC, we had Sue. From Life Labs,
yeah.
And then we have Victor DeBonis from the Aquilini Group and the Vancouver Canucks. I thought Sue and David were really impressive. I thought Sue's resume was incredible.
Yep.
Those dudes were lucky to sit next to her because she was talking about how she had three kids in 3 years, pretty much.
Yeah.
She was a pretty impressive woman. When we have speakers that come in, we don't really have too many. They don't really bring too many women in. They probably should bring more. I really like to listen how. Because if you're a woman as CEO of a pretty large company in Canada, that means you had to be breaking barriers for like all throughout your career, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I wanted to ask her about, but she walked out without talking to me. So.
Yeah. She was pretty impressive. Resonated with David a lot too.
I thought
his story really magnified his resilience and humility when he said in South Africa he was at senior management level.
Yeah.
Moved to Vancouver and hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
And to come back from that to be CEO, I think I thought that was inspiring.
Well, I thought it was interesting how he said his wife wanted to leave South Africa right when the apartheid was ending, and I was like, why does she want to leave?
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. I caught that. She was like, apartheid's over. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting. So I didn't really feel too bad. I'm going to be honest.
I think she left him, too.
She left him.
Yeah.
She left him and the kid when they didn't have money anymore.
Yeah. What type of shit is that?
Yeah.
I mean, we had like this really impressive woman, Sue, and then we heard about this mystery woman left David and her kid when he was broke, at his most broke.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
No.
Yeah, but I do like when they bring those speakers in. It's always pretty entertaining, I feel like.
What do you guys think about Victor from the Canucks?
Oh, Victor, he's a cool guy. Maybe we can have a beer sometime.
Yeah.
I feel like he was talking about how he likes to employ his friends and he likes to go people he likes to go to beer with. I feel like he might be fun to go to beer with. Maybe go to Orange 5 with. Maybe.
Ooh.
I mean, they serve beer there.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, Gata, you don't have to say anything if you feel like this might put you in a compromising position.
A lot of fun to go out with him, but you can't be the odd goose out.
Oh yeah, you can't.
Be careful with that.
Oh yeah, I feel like he might call you out. Yeah. Be like, "Yo, you're an odd goose. Get out of here." Yeah. So when we come back, we'll be talking to my brother, actually, a well decorated off Broadway theater actor, singer, dancer, triple threat. He's traveled all over the world, and he's probably the smartest person I know. So stay tuned. Sweetly added, and you sing the hostile baby rocking song.
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
What's up, UBC? Looking to try something new and exciting this year? Then check out UBC Sailing Club. Our club offers lessons and year-round exclusive access to our fleet of monohull and high-performance sailboats, kayaks, windsurfers, and paddleboards. Whatever floats your boat. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or visit our website at www.ubcsailing.org for more info.
In trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Stressed out, we gave him stitches. You gotta save all your riches, cause in this game is bad business. I played the cards that the dealer dealt. I had a bad hand, but I made it work. The vision that you have, make it happen. Twin, don't play around, I start clapping. Champions on my side, I'm Phil Jackson. Thugging niggas all my life, I love action. Telling stories over Skizby. Once you hear the details, make your knees weak. We on the creep, rise of thumb, we can't stop. I am three, the team, we got a padlock. QB, I'm a rapper till I pass on. The biggest hood in the world, done, we too strong.
Too strong, kinetic gun clap. Space, cool, cosmos, genetic jump trap. Run that, gun in my jeans through the contents. Piss staff, sit out through the contents. Too strong, kinetic gun clap. Space, cool, cosmos, genetic jump trap. Run that.
And I encourage everybody to pull out your phones and tweet and post, because this message needs to be spread far and wide, okay? Vice President-elect Pence, we welcome you and we truly thank you for joining us here at Hamilton and American Musical. We really do. We, sir, we are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us. Our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and to work on behalf of all of us. All of us.
I
told by a diverse group of men, women of different colors, creeds, and orientations.
And it's such a, you know.
You're back here. We're off the beaten path. I'm your host, Issa Arian, here on Vancouver's community radio station. If you'd like to call in, it's 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487. And what we just listened to was a actor at the Broadway musical Hamilton who gave a speech to Mike Pence as the curtain came down, and just talking to a little bit about you know, something that probably speaks to people on Thanksgiving, just the idea that you know, people are very fearful, and for good reason. And we should, as Americans, we should come together, and or as the world, basically, we should come together and do better. So here is my Neville. Can you hear me? Hold on. Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. Okay, we can hear you. So, when did you become aware of that speech?
The speech that was made at Hamilton?
Yeah.
First off, thanks for having me, Issa Arian. I became aware of the speech as it was going on. I was at work that evening, and I got a text message, or maybe I was trolling through Facebook, and friends of mine who are also in the industry were tweeting, were posting messages on Facebook about Pence being at Hamilton. And so the first thing that I saw were people posting images and videos of him being booed, which, you know, is quite controversial, but people expressing their First Amendment right to freedom of speech. And then towards later on in the evening, I caught wind of the curtain speech. As many of my friends were curious to see how the cast would react to President-elect Mike Pence being in the audience.
Yes, so I thought it was interesting that he told people to not boo. Is that typical?
I mean, it's quite respectful. You can't, at the end of the day, the man is a human being no matter what people think about him, and booing anyone is disrespectful. But I think that the way that he approached the situation and used his voice to speak to someone who was in a position of political power to make a plea to him, I thought it was an incredibly courageous thing. And I absolutely applaud him and everyone else involved with the speech that he decided to give.
Do you think that it's weird that someone who believes in homosexuality conversion therapy and other really anti-LGBTQ, I guess just disagrees in general.
Do I think it's weird
that he even goes to Broadway shows knowing that there's going to be LGBTQ people in the cast?
I mean, I think it's incredibly ironic and mildly comical. Well, not even mildly. I just think it's funny. It's bizarre. But even, you know, especially with all of the policies and his views on gays, lesbians, and queer people in general, it's baffling. It's not baffling. It's just comical. It's ironic. You know, and of course, there's been speculation that his attendance was meant to divert people's attention from President-elect Trump's $25 million lawsuit that he settled. So I don't necessarily know that there's any merit to that, but.
Well, I got some speculations about Mike Pence. Say all those, I think he has like 27,000 emails that he refused to, he deleted.
That he made an attempt to request to not have his emails exposed.
Yeah. And my history, or just me knowing about how these things work. You know, there's like hyper homophobic people. They usually be on the DL.
You think Mike Pence is on the DL?
Yo, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Mike Pence is on the DL. I'm stamping that.
You know what's funny? There's a picture that's been circulating of this gay porn star next to Mike Pence, and people are drawing similarities to them. I mean, it's already been
debunked.
The rumor's already been quelled that it's not him, but the resemblance is a little too familiar to make me comfortable.
Hey, you know, you gotta get it how you live, and but Mike Pence, if that's how you live, man, just come out, bro. We'll all accept you, man. It's okay.
Everyone's got skeletons in their closet. His will come out soon. Fret not. Fret not.
So, do you think that we will see more performers and more artists coming out and taking stands, taking their personal liberties and bringing those out? Is that, like, have you been in any productions where that has been, not
shied away from?
Yeah, not shied away from?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing that people forget is that there are lots of different branches of theater. You know, it's not just go see a show, sit down, laugh, cry, get up, and go about your day. But one of the whole purposes of Brechtian theater, for example, is that it's theater by the people, for the people. And it's one of its goals and purposes is to inspire change in conversations and actions. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Hamilton had incorporated that into the developmental process. And so assuming it had, or, you know, it pulled from that kind of theater, why not take that opportunity to speak to someone in an incredible position who can directly impact your life? And I think that there are a lot of artists out there who currently do use their voices. So, like, typically around this year, lots of shows raise money for an incredible organization called Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS. So if you're listening, make sure you go donate. Go donate now. But even outside of that, performers, at least in my circle, are always using their voices to inspire change, whether it's on the stage or outside, but incorporating Broadway into that's always happened. So a few months ago, for example, I went to, I wish I could remember what it was called, but it was the Broadway community coming together and speaking up on Black Lives Matter and being like, what can we do? How can we actually make a dent in this movement? So I think that especially now with all that's going on here in the world, I think people are looking for ways to use their voices and be impactful. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more of it.
Well, I
hope we do.
I personally hope and welcome more people speaking out, particularly when they're speaking out for things that I care about. Hey, listen, if you are listening and you are part of the alt-right, don't say shit. We don't want to hear anything that you have to say. But with that being said, please speak up so that we know where not to spend our money at. Tomorrow is Black Friday. I've been reading about some awful, awful Black Friday stories over the years. What is the Braithwaite's doing for Black Friday? Most particularly, what are you buying me for Christmas?
Oh, that's really all you want to know. Let's get to the point. I don't know. Maybe I might buy you some new friends who will wait for you to walk to class.
Hey, you know what? hey, you know what? That would be good. That would be great. But thanks, Neville, for joining us on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Oh, I'll see you in Christmas. Hopefully you'll be bearing gifts. And don't expect anything. I'm broke.
It's all good. I got you on that ticket home.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, you know, I got that Broadway salary. What?
Hey, all right. Thanks. I need that.
You got it, bro.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Hey, Hey folks, the Pride Collective at UBC is an AMS resource group for LGBTQ plus folks. All our events and resources are free, so you should check us out on Facebook or come to Nest 2103 and say hi. We have so many fun events every week.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian, here on 101.9 Vancouver's Community Radio Station. And as we wrap it up, I'd just like to shout out the Ohio Bobcats for clinching the MAC East champions. They'll take on Western Michigan, who's undefeated next Saturday in Detroit at Ford Field. So if you're in Ohio or you're listening anywhere near Ohio, so if you're from California to Washington, D.C., you should make that trip to go support the Bobcats. And just because Ford Field is in Michigan and it'll be more like a home game for Western Michigan, and we need to get as many fans there as possible. Also, shout out to me, myself, and the Westside Warriors, because we have three teams.